ready for at least some type of service. Now, why is Easter, and the real term should be Resurrection Day, we'll get into that today, why is Easter such a big deal? Because no matter how much we've been force-fed by our family who doesn't believe, a media who sends us messages that are godless schools, people still know instinctively, like breathing air, we can all look in the mirror and say, there's something wrong with me. I'm just not right. And we all have that sense of guilt, heaviness, especially before we come to Christ, but sometimes even after we come to Christ. So people instinctively know it's in you, it's in your DNA. Okay? And I encourage everybody, you want to end racism and divisions, go get DNA tests. But see what your DNA tells you. But the point is, it's in our DNA. It's supernatural, where you know you need some type of payment for your sins. And you say, wait a minute, I know plenty of people that go on in life without their sins bothering them. And I tell you, you haven't looked close enough. Everybody worships something. It's inescapable. Oh, I'm an atheist. I don't worship God. No, you might worship your career. You might worship pornography. You might worship liquor. Your God might be Hebron, where you'll do anything to get it. Your God might be money, where you'll shoot your own mother if you had to get it. Everybody worships something. Now, today what we worship more than anything is money and then government. We are so fancy and complicated that we've thrown Jesus out of our homes, out of the schools, out of the colleges, and we've replaced him with maybe a president we think is going to fix everything, or a priest, or you know, whoever else. It's the government. It's some type of government. Church government, or regular government. Okay, so why am I going on about this? Because my goal today, and that's the title of the sermon, is the last Easter. If anybody is confused, if anyone is being manipulated by family members, by maybe another church that's not faithful that you're going to, by Christians that are confused, this will be the last Easter that you will be confused. This will be the last Easter that you don't realize that it's the resurrection, that our little King James Bible that we have in this church is correct. When there's one instance where it interprets, instead of saying Passover, it says Easter. And it says that for a reason.
Amen.
Because Easter was a simultaneous meaning. It went on at the same time. Easter and the Passover were very close at times. Easter was pagan. Easter was symbolized by sex and lawlessness and fertility. That's why people like Easter. We celebrated the resurrection. The Jews were celebrating their Passover, something completely different. And sometimes they came real close. You say, oh, Pastor, people were stupid back then. Come on. We don't celebrate things like that, really? Fertility? What are bunny rabbits known for? What is an egg a symbol of? And if you think I'm really stupid, we have that dog. Hugh Hefner is life being celebrated now all over the media at the time of Easter. And what is the symbol of the Playboy company? The Easter bunny. The bunny. The fertility cult. That's why people were so attracted to it. It was a return to paganism. And men like it because, hey, this Christian religion can really be burdensome sometimes. One lady? I mean, at least Islam, they get three. And if they're traditionalists and they conquer a place, you can even bid on some concubines. Might get four or five ladies. Christianity, this Jesus guy, limiting me to one. And vice versa for the ladies. Yeah, you got to stick with who you marry. I know I'm not as cute as I was in college, but hey. But it's a union. It's you and your wife.
Amen.
With Christ behind you, versus the world, the devil, and the flesh.
Amen.
Men and women think we're just something cute that we hang out with once in a while. We forgot that we are the family unit that does battle for Christ.
Amen.
So when I look at my wife, I don't look at her as an enemy. I look at her as an ally in a fight to build the kingdom.
Amen.
And then that's where children come in. And we're going to show how things got so complicated, why Resurrection Day is so important, and how it brings us back. And how every person here, regardless of your ethnic background, okay, you all came, all of us came from pagan cultures. All of us had crazy practices. And if you go back to your motherland, wherever that is, there's a revival in pagan practices. Okay? So understand, we're all equal. Even though we're different, different gifts, different abilities. Okay, I can wish all I want to be a woman. I can't. I can wish all I want to dunk from the foul line like Michael Jordan. I'm sorry, the baseline, the free throw line. It's not going to happen. Okay? I can dream all I want. I am what I am. My certain gifts and talents that God gave me. But with all our differences, we're all the same in two ways. We're all sinners. We all need to be covered in the blood of Christ for our sins.
Amen.
That's what makes us equal.
Amen.
So I don't care who you are. Everybody thinks their sin isn't as bad as the next one. Right? The abortion doctor, as he's driving to do his abortions, look at the hookers on the street. And looks, you know, judges them. Oh, look at those sins. What about you? At least they're selling their own body. You're going and killing babies from someone else's body. Right? And the guy driving to Wall Street, they don't mug people on the street for $40, $50. This is $40, $50 million, right? So he's looking at the thug on the street as he's driving through a neighborhood he feels he shouldn't be in and judging him. And you're a bigger gangster than that kid ripping off people on the street. You're taking whole pensions. You're taking nations down. So your sin is nothing that you excuse. We all have it. And when it comes to being saved, thank God Almighty.
Amen.
Me, you, your friends, your people, like I said, the famous term, my people. All of us have sins, but we can all come to Christ. So this will be the last Easter that we don't mention the resurrection. This will be the last Easter that we get caught up in the hoopla without talking about Christ. This will be the last Easter that we don't give witness to everyone around us. That's our goal. We use it to our advantage. We don't know if you really raised exactly on this day. The Orthodox are going to celebrate it on Orthodox Christians on a different date. Everybody argues about dates. But the advantage that this gave us is the resurrection overtook the fertility cult for a long time. Now they're taking over again. They've done the same thing with Christmas. We took Christmas from the pagans. We took it from a disgusting festival. Made it something that people reflected on God and the birth of Christ. And now they've taken it back. So we've gone from closing down all the crazy sexuality on these holidays, then now you have strip clubs open extra hours on Christmas. You have sex parties on Christmas and on Easter. You have Playboy specials being debuted on TV. Everything for sex and lawlessness. And that's why Christianity cannot be followed without the Holy Spirit, because it is difficult. Because you look around you, and everybody's lawless and doing whatever they want, worshiping themselves, and then here you are, following these commands of Christ. And it does get difficult at times. But we're going to show you how the game is up. Every empire falls this way, no matter how powerful. When you get away from the family unit and being redeemed in Christ and start making all these excuses for your sin and all your problems, your paycheck isn't big enough, and the man's holding you down, and the woman's holding you down, and the system, you're already trapped. You'll never get out. There's only one innocent person that got screwed to the wall in history, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. Every other one of us, if you look at your life, you'll find something that you deserve to go to hell for. How many people are abused? Right? There's so much molestation and pedophilia, and so many people have secrets in their past, an aunt, an uncle, God forbid, a mother or father who molested them, touched them. boys being touched by men. You think men are violent in jail and a lot of these areas for no reason? Many of them have secret burdens, horrible things that were done to them that made them angry. I come from a background like that. Okay? Without Christ, I'm ready to fight everybody. That's what the lion that's drawn out against the young boy that's been offended against. Okay? That's been offended. I know that anger. Right? But you have to understand, our nature, you're abused by a man, so you lose faith in God. I hear this even with people that have suffered all types of troubles, even with the Holocaust. You know, while I saw what Hitler did, I don't believe in God anymore. So now you trust a man? It's the man that committed the offense. And how many people that are abused scream to God for righteousness and justice, and you become the abuser? Oh, they killed someone in my family, now I got to kill someone in their family. Oh, I was robbed when I'm young, so now I'm going to jack everyone out here. Oh, my mother didn't love me enough, so now I'm going to become an investment banker. I'm going to screw the world. Goldman Sachs, baby. You understand how this works? We're all guilty. Even if you swear you're the victim, you're still guilty in some way. We all need Christ. And we got to get that concept back in the church again. We're not all great people and it's a bad God who makes these horrible rules for us. We're bad people. And we have a good God.
Amen.
Amen. So let's look at where we're going to pray and then we're going to look at where all these problems started. And I'm going to show you why more than half this country are on antidepressants. 3/4 of this country are addicted to something. The numbers might be higher. The great good old U.S. of A. Everybody is a basket case. I'm not lying to you. I'm giving you biblical application. When you walk out of here today, look at how many crazy, depressed, distressed, out of their mind people are walking around. And a lot of them are in the church. Because they celebrate Easter and not Resurrection Day.
Amen.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray, Lord, that Your Spirit will be with us today. Please, God, just for a little while, Lord, by Your will, seal these doors, keep the distractions at a minimum. Give us time to focus on Your Word. Give us a message that we can leave here today, and if we're fortunate enough to worship with other Christians, wonderful. But if not, we have some tools that we can use to give witness and to stand up for Christ and to save those that are headed for the fire. We pray, dear God, that this message will bring healing and closure on this great day of the resurrection of our Lord, where we have healing and hope and salvation for real. So we thank You, Lord, that we still have the Holy Spirit in the world, that Christ still reigns. He's still conquering His enemies. We pray, dear God, that we as the church would do the same. We thank You in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Please turn to Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 through 31. Now, your job is to study the Bible at home and learn the basics of the Bible. And then my job is from your Bible study to help you apply it to your life. So every week is just not the same old verses with a simple Bible study. That should be done at home. And the reason why I give you an outline is something that I say sounds off. Hey, go through it and then bring up your point the next time we meet. But if it does make sense, keep these. It will help you in your walk. Now, I put something on the board. I put man, woman, and then children underneath. This is the trinity of the family, the man and the woman, and then the children. This is how simple it was. I'm going to draw on here. This board's going to fill up. We're going to see how complicated it's gotten. And then you'll know why we have a world losing its mind. But first, let's turn to Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 through 31, how simple things were. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind," and it was so. And God made the best of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We have a man created. When God says very good, he means magnificent, wonderful, fantastic. Not just, you know, good. He means really good. So here we have this basic unit. We have the man, and then we have the woman, and we have children. God set us up in a perfect environment. Now, when you come to Christ, we have some people that are newlyweds, going to get married. We have some people that have been married for a while. In general, and this is whether you've adopted kids or you've spiritually adopted people, you know, in your life as a Christian, what we try and do is we try and emulate God. God didn't give man control over the earth and over the animals, and he didn't give him a type of dominion over the woman to abuse them. We're supposed to be like God. God made Adam, and he gave him a perfect environment to survive and thrive in. God is not like human men now that we're fallen, where we put all these burdens on our wives or on our children, and we want to be served like a king. Jesus set the example. The Gentile kings do that. I'm the real king of the universe, and I didn't come here to be served, but to serve. We respect and love Christ and do his bidding, because of the honor he brings himself through his character. We have to be the same way as Christian men. God set up an environment where we can succeed. We want to do that for our wives and our children. We want to be refuge and a rock for our family. We want to emulate Christ. God gave them everything, a perfect environment, food, shelter, everything that they needed. Something happened. It wasn't enough. And the devil got to them. Now, we think this doesn't apply today. Well, let me tell you what happened in the modern world. Maybe you can relate. This used to be a family. Man, woman, children. Easy. You lived under Christ. That's all you had to worry about. Isn't it funny how God doesn't mention all these different groups in the Bible? All groups have the same principles given to them. But you want to know how governments control you and false religions control you? They do the same thing their father does, the devil. They divide you and then they kill you. You think I'm lying? You think the Bible doesn't apply? Okay, so now I find out as I grow up, I'm no longer just a man, a woman, and a, you know, children that I might have. Well, I need to identify with a group now. We talked about this in the Idol of Diversity. So you take a DNA test, and to your own surprise, you're going to have four, five, maybe six different people groups, because your DNA goes back thousands of years. And you might be real surprised to find that a group that you were really prejudiced against comes up in your DNA. Right? But now, what I'm instructed to do, okay, it's not enough for me to tell my children, I'm a Christian, I'm a sinner, I'm not perfect, I come to Christ as I am, your mother is not perfect, we're here fighting the world. You came into the world. You were made with love. We loved each other. We had you as children. We want you to be Christians. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Whatever else you do, hey, that's up to you. You have freedom. But don't leave those two principles. No, that's not enough. Now we have census tests that try and categorize us. So I can no longer have a family where it's just a man, a woman, and children. Okay, are you Asian? Okay? let's start the separation. Are you Asian? Are you black? Which I told you, I have no idea what that means. I think that's a more racist term than some of the other terms used for black people, because you have dark skin, but what does that mean? So we're Asian, black, this is an official government breakdown and census. This is how it works. Am I lying? Am I offending anyone? Don't you fill out these forms for a job? Are you Asian? Are you black? Okay, let's divide it further. We're no longer children under God. We're Asian, black, Hispanic, or you could be like me, right? White, right? Which when they do my DNA, believe me, I got a whole of these in here. But I'm Italian, very, you know, middle of the world, a lot of people groups. But the point is I'm white, right? So now it's no longer man, woman, and the children. It's no longer a family unit. You need to start identifying with a certain group. So I can't just love this brother here because I love his heart, right? He's not just a believer. Well, he's kind of black, maybe kind of Hispanic, I don't know. What happened to just being a Christian?
Amen.
That's how we identify people now.
Amen.
All right, so this is what the world does. Wait, it gets better. It gets more complicated. Wait. So now you're Asian, black, Hispanic, or white. Okay, even worse, because they really hate this. Remember, the Nazis are really in control now. You think the Nazis were bad. We have something worse today. Because what the Nazis taught was nationalism, meaning Africa for the Africans, Asia for the Asians, Germany for the German people. These people want the whole world. They want to be a ruling class and have us all fighting with each other. So it's only gotten worse. Don't think it's gone away. So Asian, black, Hispanic, even better, mixed race. Now, I am not a scientist, but I know from DNA studies, being a very scientific person, there's only one race, the human race.
Amen.
After that, there's like aliens somewhere that some people believe in. So you're part of the human race, so I think, I don't know where this came from, okay? So now we have these complicated categories, but the devil can't stop there. Because all we're doing is breaking up the families, but some people might still get along. So we got to go after now the relationship between the man and the woman. So now I can't just be a man with a family. I'm a mixed race, Asian, black, Hispanic, or white man. Right? Now I'm separated from my wife, especially if she does a DNA test and comes up something different. Right? Same thing with the woman. The man is not my partner. He's an oppressor. He holds me down. Has it gotten any better, ladies, as you've been pushed away from men and now the government has become your man? Has it gotten easier for women? Or are we all slaves now in the system? So now we have to create enmity not only with family identity in different groups, with different people. Now the man and the woman are at each other's throat. You're not a partnership. Churches teach this. You're not a unit. Don't think it's a unit. You're separate. You're separate. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus, right? And other dumb Bible studies, right? So people fighting each other. And then even better, now the children are no longer one with their mother and father. They're their own unit. Every sitcom that you're fed on TV, every movie, the children are brilliant. The mom is maybe a little smarter, and the dad's a retard, total idiot. Look at the shows, look at the sitcoms. You're being conditioned with that every day. You want to know why? Because in the family unit, the father is the defender. The father fights the barbarians at the door. You get rid of daddy, even if daddy's chair is empty, he's still influencing the family by not being there. He's not there to protect you. And it's not just for women, for men, for young boys. How many men, if you could go back in your life and have one wish, it would be for your father to be there if he wasn't there, or to have had a better relationship with your father.
Amen.
That's why the pedophiles and the freaks and the homosexuals love to break up the family. Because when you get the father out of there, you get the boys and the girls. This is why there's an increase in homosexuality and these other perversions. The children. Kids tell us how to dress, what music to listen to. In the history of the world, this is unique. In the history of the world, when did 14 and 15 year olds ever have so much power? They can't even decide what socks to put on. You're going to trust them with a taste in music and clothes and what direction their life should go? Do you know scientifically your brain isn't properly formed until you're 24 years old? Did you know that? That's why Hitler, Mao, Stalin, communist trash, all of them. What did they go for? The children. If you get the children, you get the future generations. Do you see how God's simple plan of unity to protect us from the schemes of the devil is being destroyed? Aren't I describing modern culture? Am I lying?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not enough. Okay, now, the man might completely deny his original design. And now I'm not just a man. I'm, say, an Asian man who's a homosexual. They put these tags on people like we're animals. A man is a man. We've always had gay people with us. I had a gay surgeon that saved my life. I had a gay teacher in junior high school that would talk to me and help me a lot as far as passing my classes. I didn't have homophobia, but he knew what he was doing is wrong. He didn't tell me he was gay, and I never got into why he was 50 years old and not married. You understand? Somebody's got to be in the closet. Unfortunately, it's the same people now, the Christians that are pushed in the closet. The worst thing to be now is a Christian heterosexual male. You have nowhere to run. Everybody else is protected but you. The people that built civilization. The best is when a minority becomes a Christian. Poof, they're no longer a minority. Now they're targets too. So you might be homosexual, right? The woman might be a lesbian. But if that didn't complicate things enough, the stage we're at now, this lesbian woman now is gender fluid and feels like a man on some days. Now, you want to hear stupidity and things that are not scientific? Do you know I just read an article, emergency rooms? Emergency rooms in the hospital where you go to have your life saved? They're being turned upside down because men are coming in saying they're men, and then when you go to work on the person to give them some type of medication to help them, they have a vagina. Do you see the law of unintended consequences? So who's the moron, the Christian or the pagan? Oh yeah,
I'm a man.
Whoa, surprise. I'm giving you the wrong medication. And vice versa. You go to work on someone who says they're a woman, and you want to administer some type of medication, and there's extra plumbing there that shouldn't be there. Now what do you do? Do you see how complicated this has gotten? How could you not be on prescription pills or drugs or alcohol in today's day and age if you're not in Christ? Now it gets even better. Children are going to be declared adults in their sexuality because of that pervert Kinsey, that child molester, and they're continually dropping the age of consent, and pedophiles are no longer pedophiles. They have their own type of attraction that they're born with, born this way, like the Lady Gaga song, right, Born This Way, the anthem for that. Now the pedophiles are picking it up. So now children can't just be children. Now they're open to rape, and you have people saying that they enjoy it. How does a 5-year-old know what a sexual relationship is? Okay, did we fill the board up enough yet? Should I keep going? How far have we gone from God's original plan? Maybe we need the word?
Amen.
Right? Now, with splicing and with people modifying their body, you have people getting like the snake type implants and tattoos. I'm a snake man now. What do you do? The society will collapse. This has happened in history before. The Roman Empire went from building strong families and outlawing sexual perversion to every senator having his own pet boy before the empire fell. And even those wonderful Greeks that you read about, you know why Plato was so close to Socrates? Because he molested him when he was young. That's what the academy was about. They slept with the younger men and molested them, the younger generation, as they raised them up. It was mind control. And they still use the same techniques. So maybe Genesis wasn't so wrong as we are disappearing. All ethnic groups are disappearing. All modernized ethnic groups anyway. Why do you think they're running to Africa with all these vaccines, Bill Gates and all these other people that really have white privilege, right? That are going to tell me I have white privilege as I'm broke, right? The people with real white privilege. Why are they running in with the vaccines? Why is India and Africa trying to get the Gates Foundation out of there? Because they keep having children. The vaccines are actually going to sterilize them. It's killing women there, and it's making them sterile. Because we can't let those black people in Africa have all those kids. They'll ruin the world. Right? But here, we're all domesticated already. We don't have kids. Every ethnic group is on the decline. Every one of us. Okay? Doesn't look good for the sophisticated people. Because we've deserted Christ and His principles. So this is why today is so important. I'm going to show you how to erase all of this. And get back to this. And God willing, it's people having relationships with robots and marrying robots, which is already happening. I did a sermon, Google versus God, and I saw the looks. They're like, he really went over the board today. Like, what is he talking about? This was their technology. Now we can make another category. You might be an Hispanic man who's a transgender person who's a man but believes he's a woman, so therefore you married a male robot. That's how far we're getting. It's already there. It's going to break down. It's be on the right side. Be on God's side. It's going to break down. So the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the central event in history. The living God offered His perfect Son as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ has ransomed those who truly call on His name from the hands of the devil. We now live as the family, we forget this part, an army of God in this world, militantly declaring the gospel of hope and salvation to the world. We extend the kingdom.
Amen.
The gospel is the great sword which cuts sin out of our lives and restores us spiritually. Regardless the condition our life is in, when we come to Christ, all is made new. When we are born again.
Amen.
That's what's unique about this religion. Because it's not a religion.
Amen.
It's a person. It's a real king.
Amen.
Our worship is of a person, not a principle or a book. He's alive.
Amen.
He's so alive, He brought you here today.
Amen.
Safely and in one piece.
That's right.
From the day you were born, all the suffering you've gone through, all the abuses that you've gone through by the hands of men, God, in His providence, has you sitting here on Resurrection Sunday, 2017.
Amen.
And for those of us in New York, with all the bullets flying and the knives pulled out on us, I lived here my whole life, I know what goes on, right? All of those close calls, almost getting hit by a car. I was actually hit by a car. Thank God I got up and walked away. All these things that happen. We're sitting here today.
Amen.
God brought us here.
Amen.
And while you're breathing and there's life in you, if you haven't truly come to Christ yet, this is your chance. If you've had somebody candy coating the gospel to you for 10, 15, 20 years, or if your heart's been hardened, today is the day of salvation, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Come to Christ.
Amen.
The whole world is saturated with conflicting evil worldviews. The homosexual is telling the pedophile he's a pervert. The pedophile is telling the lesbian she's a pervert. The lesbian is telling the thief to stop stealing.
Oh,
the Hindu is telling the Muslim that the true God is Krishna. The Muslim is telling the Hindu the true God is Allah. Right? Aloha nachos. Aloha nachos. All these things are going around in the world. It's like I used to tell my wife, you know, we always have to remember, and I tell my kids, you can have two sides that are wrong. It's not what side you're on. Be on God's side.
Amen.
You have children in the future. All my couples married, getting married. You have to make a choice. You want to make a good choice, right? Okay, two babysitters come to the door. One is an axe murderer. and one is a rapist, who should we leave the kids with?
What?
Make a choice! Democrat or Republican, one of them's going to save us! Make a choice! You see?
That's good, brother.
That's called the Hegelian dialectic. Learn that in college. Give people two wrong choices, and then when they make one of those choices, you behind the scenes, abusing them and creating a third choice, creating the situation. It's like the guy who sells windshields in the neighborhood, and he pays three or four kids every day $5 an hour to go break windshields. That's what countries do. Let's start up some war in Syria. Oh yeah, let's get them. Who's going to make money? The weapons suppliers. They supply the Syrians, and they supply our military. Russia does the same thing. They're all filthy. So you create, they create the problem, and then they give you the solution that serves them. You know what? I'm not choosing the axe murderer, and I'm not choosing the rapist to babysit my kids. I use the brain that God gave me and look for another choice.
That's right, amen.
So I am not Democrat or Republican. I am a Christian.
Amen.
I am a Christian. First, I agree with issues on both sides. Okay? Now, let's turn back to Genesis chapter 3. Well, how did we get into this mess? The Bible describes it. Remember these parts of Scripture. Believe me, you want to scare people, especially in New York, whipping out a gun on them doesn't work anymore. Whip out the Bible. Ah! They look crazy. It's like the scariest thing they ever saw. Tell you, I've had men, yeah, son, I've had a knife pulled on me, I've had this. Yeah, what about one of these? No!
Amen.
Scariest thing in the world, because God forbid it might change you.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. How do we get in this mess? Well, sin came into the world, and then this is how people react to God. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now remember, this is the person that just gave them the perfect environment. Okay, that's like you buying the most expensive fish bowl and all this food and toys, and your goldfish loves it, and then you come, you know, to look at him, he's hiding from you. What did I just give you life? I took you out of the pet store, I gave you all this stuff. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And people say, oh, the Bible's silly. God should have known where he was. I know where my children are when I say, where are you? I know they're in some place they don't belong in the house. That's why I yell it out. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, because he was a stand-up guy, the woman who thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman was a stand-up person. And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Wow! So what happened? They left the Lord. They trusted the government of the world, the wise guy of the world, Satan. They left God and his simple commands, and sin came into the world. And what did they do? Started blaming each other. That's how you knew sin had gotten into them. What happened to Adam saying, bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh? Where did all that go? Where did all that go? What happened? What turned the honeymoon sour? It was a snake, a serpent being that was able to talk. That's where you get all these reptilian conspiracies from. But there was a reptile being that deceived us at one time. It's in the Bible. I'm not saying believe in the conspiracies. I'm just making a comment. These are things that happen. That sin created this.
Amen.
Right? Why do I believe that I am so right in life so many times and my wife is so backwards and can't understand anything, and then it turns out that I was wrong? Because it is. And vice versa. Why are there times my wife doesn't want to listen to me? She's like, this guy, not only does he look like a caveman, he really is a caveman. He should do what I say, I know it. And then when it all blows up, my wife says, you were right. Now, because we're Christian, it doesn't become, nah, 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 I was right, you were wrong. I'm hurt when my wife gets hurt. Amen. My wife is hurt when I get hurt. Amen. That's how you build a heart. I'm not just your pastor. I'm your shepherd. I will fight for you. Amen. Physically if I had to. Okay? To protect you. That's my job. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. Not to run. To have a nice title and then run when things get hairy and scary. I'm here for that. That's what we do. We are a team. Boy, did the devil make us enemies. Did the devil make us enemies? And now the children, all of the children's education and entertainment is to turn them into sex-crazed, drug-taking slaves. Don't believe me? Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube, see what's hot. Click that little flame. See what's hot on YouTube. See how many successful messages there are. Right? Who's on YouTube? Who do they portray? Right? I don't see George Washington Carver lectures on YouTube, right? I don't see Meg Evers. Can't find Martin Luther King in the top 10, but I can find Young Jeezy. I can find Young Money, right? Waka Flocka. Flocka Maka, right? And by the way, I know his cousin. So this is the point. You're being fed things no matter what culture you are that are there to destroy you. As a young Italian American, did my family, did we have discussions of admiration about Leonardo da Vinci? No. We talked about the Corleone family. No. We talked about the Bananos. And the Columbos. That's what we do. That's what cultures do. We like our tough guys, our crazy guys. We love our lawlessness. We don't talk about constructive things. Right? If I'm lying, you can call out and say, yeah, you're lying. You know I'm not lying. That's what we do. We pick the worst in an ethnic group. That's normal. So sin is a machine. It just pumps out more sin. So we're in a world with conflicting worldviews. Remember, don't be discouraged. I give you the problems first and then the answer comes at the end. Otherwise, you'll leave. So the thousands of man-made laws in this world only create more confusion. Who do you turn to? If you don't have the Bible, you have nothing. Do you want to see a letter that's about 2,000 years old that pinpoints every sin we're going through today? If someone had a document like that for you, hey, I could show you something 2,000 years old that is going to describe what's going on today. Would you might look at it? That's how I approach people with the Bible. I'm not a liar. Look, look. And then they read it and they go, and then the face changes. Okay, yeah, okay, you take care. Don't talk to me anymore. Because the truth comes out. Because if God is true and Christ really rose from the dead, then you're responsible. And you need to fight against your sin and not embrace it and pretend like everything's okay. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 describes every newspaper article that celebrated, every top 10 movie, every top 10 song, every top 10 video, and every top 10 Facebook post that you'll look at in the world. Described in Romans 1. You have to know this chapter, especially when you're giving witness to people. I just read this. Oh, really? We're so smart today? We're moving forward? Okay. Verses 18 through 32. Tell me if none of this sounds familiar to you. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, said that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, which is celebrated today, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Boy, you think that's ridiculous? Go kill a bald eagle, see what happens to you. Just hit a bald eagle with a baseball bat. You'll pay a tremendous fine years in jail. Hit a guy with a baseball bat in the street, you'll get a liberal judge in New York who'll let you out with bail. Just saying, I live here, I know how it works. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, but even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Nothing has changed. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all, this is all celebrated in the universities and in the media today, unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. Sex robots, anybody? Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You start a fund to kill unborn children, you're a hero. You go protest at one of these clinics, just handing out some scripture, you're an idiot. The American flag is desecrated. People step on it, spit on it, burn it. The rainbow flag will get you accolades if you put it on your house. Oh, you're so sensitive. What happened? What happened? We believed the lie. Well, let me show you something from Genesis, just in case you didn't think it made sense. God made man, woman, and then from there the children, right? And also under man and woman after the children, apologize for my handwriting, the animal world. Right? What did Satan do? He reversed the order. A talking serpent was now on top. The woman was second. The man was third. What do we do today in modern society? God is out. The ape that we came from, the slime pit that we came from. Sound familiar? Darwin's theory of evolution is on top. Animals are king. We have children, then women, and now men at the bottom. The same thing that happened in the garden has happened again. And that's why we're defenseless. We want to save the planet. Now let me tell you what a racist former president we had in Barack Obama. Okay? And people were racist in giving him a pass. All because his mother was white, his father was black, and he had a tan. Or right away he must be for black people. Barack Obama went to Africa, where people are more faithful than many of the people in Europe. They're against gay marriage. They're for the traditional family. They want to get the banks off their back so they can eat. They don't need the white savior. Just need the banks off their back. And what did Obama tell them? You have to come to terms with the modern world. You have to accept homosexuals. You have to accept transgender people. making homosexuality and being transgender in Africa is wrong. You think they care because he had a little tan? You know what they told him? Go home. Go home. Go preach that perversion in America. Get out of here. More guts than the people in Europe. Why didn't you see that on CNN? Mm-hmm. He told young Africans you can't have cars and air conditioning like people in the West do because you'll ruin the planet. Go research it. Read it yourself. So we have nature worship. Let all of Africa die. Let India die. We got to save our world from carbon emissions. And then all these people that are pro-environment are the worst polluters the world has ever seen. Leonardo DiCaprio does more mileage on his plane so he can be with different whores every week. I mean, I've been on a plane once. You know, so he has a bigger footprint than if I had 90 kids. Do you understand what hypocrites they are? Who's the other guy, the big environmental guy, made himself a billionaire? The former vice for Gore. Or Al Gore. His electric bill is like $1 million a year. He has this monstrous house. Oh yeah, you didn't hear about that. But Africa can't have electric, they can't have air conditioning, they can't have cars. Their situation cannot be improved. Nature worship, right in your face. The Bible always comes alive. Go to the Museum of Natural History. There's no missing link. You see the ape guy, looks like me. It's not true. They never found it. He's just a real hairy caveman looking guy, like me. It doesn't mean he's half man, half animal. It's a lie. The Bible come alive. There must be truth for people to stand on to ensure their survival in a fallen world. You wonder how you make it out of here? You wonder how you make it out of here with your wife, with your children, with your grandchildren? I'll show you. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verses 18 through 23. If nobody knew, we're very... Now, the churches do this. This was actually troubling the churches. I'm showing you how this garbage is committed to the church. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's.
Amen.
That's how you survive in a fallen world. Don't listen to Caitlyn Jenner, who is Bruce Jenner, who might be Bruce Jenner again. Listen to God. Don't listen to fellow confused sinners. Love them, give witness to them, stand on your principles. I feel bad for that person. If your claim to fame is having your plumbing removed as a man, hey, that's a sad life. I remember seeing him on the Wheaties box. Am I the only one? So, don't listen to the world. The world has an agenda to make you a slave. The world has a slave history. It loves slaves. Leaders love slaves because they don't rise up.
The whole world.
See? Right. Slavery now, they're being auctioned off again. That's what our ISIS friends are doing. They're being auctioned. Women sold for $5, $10, $15. It's happening. Go look. I love the internet. Love it for good things. Go look. Google ISIS auction. You see the girls, they've already been raped 100 times. They're going to be sold again. Go look. Go look. Churches are too PC, too politically correct. Oh, you got to love the Lord and follow Him. Why? Show people the alternative. That man will turn this place into a living hell, given the opportunity. No matter what color or ethnic background he is, or where he's from. All people do it. Turn to God and His principles to survive.
Amen.
Now, some application. And we'll end with this. I know it's warm. The answer for this ball of confusion we live in is the Word of God. People moving up, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, two for two. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Come on, brother. Come on, anyone that listens to Temptations? What is Temptations line? Nothing changes. It's still a ball of confusion. Still a ball of confusion. The same things that are described over and over again. When you turn to men, it's a ball of confusion. We're going to start erasing this. I'm going to start taking this off the board and I'll show you how. First of all, the Word of God sets us free in time and eternity. You might have a short time now where you've been set free, but it'll last into eternity. I would never, with all my sufferings in my life, I would never turn back a single year. I'll take my age as I age and injuries and tragedies and depression, times of depression. I'll take it all because with Christ, I can handle it. I never want to go back to the time where I was confused. Never! I was defenseless. Like a city without walls. I was defenseless. I would never go back. So how are we set free? Stay in 1 Corinthians. Skip over to chapter 15. Verses 1 through 11. This is the most accurate description of the gospel and what Jesus did after he was resurrected that you'll find in the Bible. I give you these outlines for a reason. You want to give witness to silly people? Oh yeah, I read the Bible. No, you didn't. You're a liar. You watch it on the History Channel and then you're making stuff up just like your producers did. You didn't read it. So if they want to know the proof of Jesus being seen and what really happened in history, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This is Paul speaking. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Amen.
And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. It keeps growing. It keeps getting seen by more and more people. They didn't believe by accident. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born at a due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. So all you sinners who think you're too far gone to come to Christ, listen to what Paul said. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. That's the gospel. Paul lays it out. A couple people saw him, then some more people saw him, then over 500 people saw him, then they told people. It wasn't just a fairy tale. This isn't just made up stuff written on bones and leaves and people collect it and there's all types of mistakes in it like the Quran or like some of the Vedas or the other holy books. It's not like that. This is prophecy fulfilled. So living in Christ, we become a nation that cannot be destroyed in time or eternity. This is a nation. You have left the nations that you were from. Remember, there's no intelligent design. It's all random chance, but we can decode DNA. And we can trace ourselves back like a computer program through thousands of years. But But there's no order to anything ordering. There's no God. There's no right. Like I always say, the rocks bouncing around in my driveway, with some other, and I'll find the BMW one day. By random chance, it's just a new Beamer will pop up. So we have a God. We have a God. But you've left your nation. You're now part of God's nation. And you will struggle and be confused until you latch onto the Word and leave the ideas of the world in the world. We are saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
And I want to read you my favorite story in the Bible, because I'm a rascal myself. And this is why this is my favorite story, and we'll end on this. And this was at the cross. Please turn to Luke 23 and read verses 26 through 43. When you come to Christ, you live in Christ. You're not saved by works. And if you slip and fall, you want someone to encourage you to get back in line. But God always has His hand on you. So we don't preach lawlessness, but we don't preach legalism. Let's read this story. This is why there's hope for everyone. If there's one Resurrection Day, Easter story in your family that you can try and whip out and read to people to get to them, read this one. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors, the criminals, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, we'll explain these things, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, which was hanged, railed on him. He acted like the world, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him. One criminal is checking the other criminal, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What did he do? What work did he do to be saved? It was last minute. They're dying. What did he do?
Believe.
I explain this. You ever get confused? Oh, you're a Christian. You're doing this. You're doing that. This is a principle I use. I am not Jesus Christ. The only difference between me and an unbeliever, they continue to live in very comfortably and excuse their sin, and I don't excuse mine. I have committed sin just like you do, and at times I will continue to commit sins, but I run to the cross when I commit my sins, and you run to yourself. You hide from God. You still tell God you're naked. I run to Him for cover. That's the only difference. I didn't do some great work to be saved. This is why we don't judge in that way. We give witness to everybody. No matter how wicked the person. You don't know who's going to come to Him. Last minute, high noon, guns drawn. End of the movie. Here's the criminal on the cross. This is the picture. This is the world. The criminal that curses Christ even to the end. And this is you and I. And people that will be saved. We're both criminals. One comes to Christ in faith and one doesn't.
Right.
And Jesus doesn't throw him out. He says, praise God.
Amen.
Even in the end, Father, I got one. I got another one. Thank you. And you want to know how no word in the Bible is wasted? That word cavalry, does anybody know what cavalry means? In the original language, what they were trying to point out, it means skull. They took Jesus like something dirty outside the camp to fulfill prophecy. They took him to a place that looked like a skull. Calvary or Golgotha is a place of the skull. It had a skull-like shape. Now, we read in Genesis that Christ would be bruised. He would stumble as the seed of man, but he wouldn't be killed. And in the end, He would deliver a knockout punch to the serpent by doing what? Crushing his? So the devil thought he had Christ, and as that cross was being drilled into the ground, it was actually penetrating the skull of the serpent and causing the knockout blow, dealing him his death blow. The ultimate stratagem. The ultimate strategy. You think you got me, you idiot. I got you. In my death is victory. And I'm going to be raised because I pleased the Father. And I'm going to ransom so many people.
Amen.
Now, how do we know Jesus wasn't alive? We're all sitting here today.
Amen.
We are still with all our faults and with all our problems and with all denominations falling in a very hard way. We are still the largest religious group that calls in the name of the Lord in the world. In the world. Our job is not to be upset and feel defeated. It's to take on the leadership in high places, the spiritually wicked. To warn people, to sound the alarm. To have another reformation. We're 500 years overdue. We can do it. If you all pray for it, it will happen. You have to ask the Father. All this will go away. So now if I'm restored, and I do what I used to do, get in trouble with my teachers, right, in college, take them up. It's funny, I had one good teacher. We got into an argument over evolution. She actually admitted she lost, and I got a scholarship at Brooklyn College. I can show you the paper. I think we have it at home. Yeah. You can take people on. Sometimes they want to be taught. And from the mouth of babes, I was 18 years old, but I had something to say, and the person listened. You've got to stand up to them. They don't know they're told lies. Oh, the Greeks were the greatest. Yeah, but 2 out of 3 Greeks were slaves. It was a slave empire. Oh, okay. They lied. That's all they could do. So, I get rid of gender-fluid man, right? The sex robots, all the other stuff, right? Get rid of this category and that category with the gospel. Love my children, raise them correctly, don't let them tell me what to do. I have told my kids before, and I will tell them again in the future, if you betray your parents and call the police on your parents for something we taught you, am I lying? Or in the way we corrected you, you are not more important than the family. You can go live with foster parents and see how well the government treats you.
That's right.
And you'll be knocking on the door to come back.
That's right.
Because God is my God and you are not my God.
Amen.
I don't care who you are, son, daughter, how little you are, how big you are. God is God.
Amen.
You will be cast out. That's tough love. That's the real principle. That's from the Bible. People don't like this church. Fine. Go hang out on the boardwalk, see how nice people are to you. Go hang out with the drug dealers, with the pimp, with the gangbangers, see what happens. So all this gets erased. I keep breaking it down. Get my children in line through love. Honestly, there's people here. Can you even count the number of spankings that we give at home? How crazy we get? Isn't it always like pleading with you to do the right thing? Come on. And anything you get involved with, we're involved with you too. Did I ever force anyone to be a Christian? Don't I always present the choice? This is sanity, this is insanity. When you reach 18 years old and move out of my house, you'll make your own choice.
Amen.
You have to be equipped to make the choice.
Amen.
Right? Let's get rid of these. Telling you, go take a DNA test. Go take a DNA test. Get rid of this. We're all mixed race, so it's hard to make a category in that. Who's not mixed race? The world's been going on for thousands of years. Somebody's daddy had a mama somewhere. Someone's mama had a daddy somewhere. Come on! Am I supposed to lie? Come on! So let's get rid of that. The whole Asian thing. They don't even differentiate Filipinos from Chinese, from Koreans, from Japanese. Completely racist. We have North Korea and South Koreans ready to bomb each other. Japan ready to bomb North Korea. China threatening North Korea, but they're kind of friends, but they don't like Japan. How do you make that category? Then I love this one. Black. That's the most racist thing ever. Are you Sudanese? Are you from West Africa? North Africa? Where are you from? Black? Are you West Indian? This has made people so stupid. Go call someone from St. Lucia, Jamaica. See what happens to you. They don't even know the islands. They know nothing. What's the difference between the people groups? Let's get rid of all this. Hispanic? That's completely made up. Because this is verified through DNA tests. All Hispanics have some European in them. They came from somewhere. There's some mix somewhere. You can't just be Hispanic. And boy, do I love this one. You talk about getting slapped in a category. My grandmother ran from communists in Eastern Europe. My grandfather ran from fascists in Italy and came here. We've never been involved in slavery in any way. If anything, we've been slaves. The Eastern European side of my family that didn't escape, their DNA is now in Russia. The greatest empire of slaves in modern history were white people trapped in Soviet Russia. They went to salt mines. They went to gulags. They were told there was no God. They were told what to do. Okay? Please don't tell me I have white privilege. Please. Really. Okay? Maybe the crazy white people, professors that are teaching white privilege, have white privilege. But I have always had friends of different ethnic backgrounds. I have never looked at someone's skin color. I have always done what Martin Luther King Jr., a Baptist preacher, told me to do. Look at the content of someone's character and not the color of their skin. Okay? Please. So, all right, we keep whittling it down. Keep whittling it down. Let's get the animal kingdom out of there. Let's stop being scientific, telling people that God does make sense, that God does have a design, that it's illogical not to believe in God. How can we track DNA? How can we have complex systems if we're in a random chance universe? Okay? All right, so look what we got back to. All because of the resurrection.
Amen.
Now, Grant, does this mean we aren't going to suffer prejudices in this world? Of course. Are there some people with white privilege? Yeah, the ones talking about white privilege. Are there some people that are treated in an incorrect way by society at times? Of course. But like I told you, we all do it. We all do it. We've all been unkind to someone or prejudged someone because of the color of their skin. All people. All people. Right? If you tell me you didn't do it, you're a liar. We've all done it. But what happens when you get to know someone? Isn't it amazing? Or when you get to know someone and they're a Christian. And that's why I keep telling you, there is only unity in Christ. These other concepts destroy everything. Destroy everything. So let's get back to Christ. Let's have union in Christ. The good things in the world that we can use, their technology, let's use it. The rest we throw away.
Amen.
But the resurrection, this Resurrection Sunday, when we celebrate this, that's what it's done. You should be restored. Don't be ashamed of who you are, the color of your skin, your ethnic background, whether you have a lot of money, no money, money was stolen from you. That's the history of the world. Might makes right. Everybody's been stepped on by someone. Okay? You can either wallow in that and get angry and do nothing. The best revenge against mean people is to be happy. The best revenge against racist people is to be successful. Best revenge. It's wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you, Lord, that we have your word. We thank you, dear God, that we have your truth. We pray, Lord, for our brothers and sisters that are being sold at auctions, literally crucified on this day, or dying for their faith. We're grateful, Lord, that we don't have that situation here in this nation yet. But we pray that you would wake us up before it does occur. We pray, dear God, that the United States of America, that wants to play Savior in all these different lands, that maybe they would protect Christians, that maybe they would protect those who are persecuted, those who are killed really just for their faith, those who are not shooting at people, that maybe they would make safe zones for Coptic Christians in Egypt, that maybe they would make a safe zone for Nigerian Christians in Nigeria, that we would maybe go after groups that are stealing young Christian women, that we would care about Africa just as much, even though there isn't so much oil there and other resources, that we would help Christian people and stop being hypocrites with everything we do, that we would realize as a nation and as a people there was one Savior. He came 2,000 years ago. He rose from the dead, and in his teachings and principles and by the power of his Spirit, we have peace. So we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us as your people as we go out in the world, that we would show love, that this would be the last Easter for all of us, and that it would be the resurrection day, that we would take on our family and give witness to them, that we would love them enough to tell them the truth, as well as the man and woman on the street. We thank you, Lord, for these things in the name of your Son, our only King, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.